back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. Welcome to the 7th Annual Ravies Awards.
7 years of awards with Steven and Jeff.
How many of these have we actually handed out to anybody?
I do believe right now we've given one.
Okay.
One out. Well,
that's good.
And that was to a listener who won Favorite Listener
Best
Award.
Best Listener Award.
But here we go. Before we begin, Jeffrey, we just got to tell. Once again, we tried to go with Billy Crystal.
He's pissing me off, Steven.
His people keep asking us, who are you guys?
And I am offended. After 7 years, they don't at least expect the call this time of year.
I know. But then we started thinking about it. He looked a little...
He looked puffy.
Yeah, he looked a little old at this year's Oscars.
You know, I don't want to say that he should follow in the steps of Steve Martin, but he might want to get some work. I don't know. I mean, definitely don't go as far as Steve Martin.
So anyways, we decided, let's go young. Let's go hotness.
Yes!
And the year before at the Oscars, Anne Hathaway.
Now, the show sucked, but she was gorgeous.
She was awesome and hotness, yes. Right? And her agent just laughed, and it was followed by a dial tone.
Which sucked, but we understood.
Just laughed, though. He couldn't at least say no.
No, he has no sense of humor at all.
Yes. Anyways, we then started thinking about all the interviews we did at the Super Bowl. We know people.
We've got people. And I said to Steve, I said, wait. Don't we know the biggest name in comedy?
We did! And so for your entertainment, people, we brought to open the 7th Annual Ravies, Kostaki Economopoulos.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for it. Put your hands together.
What's up, gentlemen?
It's so good to have you. And you know, fortunately, it has been anything but an off season for people who enjoy making fun of the NFL.
No, it's been a heck of a week, so I'm very proud and thrilled to be asked to be on your 7th Annual Ravies Award show. I know you had Letterman the third year with the Uma and the Oprah. I thought he did well. It's been quite a run of hosts you've had, and I'm flattered to be on the list.
Absolutely. What's been on your mind lately?
Well, I cannot believe that Peyton Manning is a Bronco and Tebow is not. What? It's been a crazy couple of weeks. Of course you replace a virgin with someone with a lot of experience. I did the same thing in high school.
Ba-dum-bum.
Tip number one, everybody. The Broncos decided to go with a guy who might not be able to play quarterback instead of one who definitely cannot.
Oh.
So that makes sense to me.
Hey, now, we don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
Tebow's headed to the Big Apple. I'm not a biblical scholar, but a Christian around an apple, that sounds like trouble to me.
Now, Tebow, in all fairness, in the book of Genesis, it says fruit. It doesn't actually specify an apple.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, I've been to seminary. I'm sorry. I have to correct you there. It says
I love a guy who meticulously breaks down the joke premise.
Yes. Ed tries to destroy the joke premise.
Yes. I'm
Welcome
with the
to
Big
New York,
Apple.
Tim Tebow. Yeah, New York, Tim Tebow, is where 316 is the ratio of city blocks that smell like urine. It's a very different feeling here. New York already has players with questionable talent who pray for wins. They're called the Mets.
Oh, pow!
Tebow insists that he and starting quarterback Mark Sanchez have a great relationship. Yeah, well, that's what the Clintons say, too. I'm not totally...
It's more of a professional working thing.
Mark Sanchez should get a new bumper sticker that says, Jesus is my backup's co-pilot. I looked it up. Sanchez is a Spanish word for Orton. That's bad news, I think.
Hey, he's the new Cowboys backup, man.
A lot of teams are interested in Tebow, as you know. The Broncos are working on a deal to send Tebow to Jacksonville for Joel Osteen and a prophet to be named later. But
hey, you haven't seen his show. You don't know. My grandma used to love his show.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, what is Jacksonville's plan? To just have Archie Manning down to inseminate athletic women and wait 20 years? What are they doing down there?
Not a bad plan. They might want to take it to Miami.
Oh.
So Peyton tended to Mile High, which, by the way, is how high you have to be to give a gimp $100 million. Denver's paying Peyton Manning $96 million. That doesn't even include the thousands it'll cost them to install his handicapped parking space. He's been carrying a team for a decade. That can be hard on your neck, you know?
Oh.
Peyton provided the Broncos a disc containing his full medical history. Sadly, it was the one from between his fifth and sixth vertebrae.
I saw that one coming.
I was thinking it was going to be a 5 3/4 inch floppy.
Yeah, the word disc does telegraph a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel the worst for in this whole series of events is Niners quarterback Alex Smith. Mm. He was one play away from the Super Bowl, this guy, and the team is openly courting Peyton Manning right there in front of him. You couldn't do that with a woman, right? You can't.
No.
You can't go after a supermodel while you're on a date.
No.
Like, then it doesn't work out, and you turn to her. We're still cool, right? Like, you saw her. I had to take a shot. You know?
Come on. I agree with that girl.
Yeah. He said no. She went to Denver. Let's go home. All right.
To Denver.
The Saints are in trouble over these bounties. When I heard there was a bounty scandal in the NFL, naturally I assumed that there was a paper towel with some DNA evidence or something. I just assumed it was a completely different. Now the Saints are going to wind up with Bill Parcells, so they get a better head coach. That's their punishment. That's not fair.
That's the.
I want
punishment.
My Falcons to do something with the bounties. I want to get Bill Parcells on my team. Not fair. All right, a couple of more of these. Deshaun Jackson signed a deal, then guaranteed the Eagles an Eagles Super Bowl win within 5 years. But they had to remind him that to win the Super Bowl, you have to make the playoffs. Yeah, not really nailing it.
But keep trying on the Deshaun Jackson, because we hate him here.
Oh, yeah, of course. Calvin Johnson just signed a $132 million deal with the Lions.
Megatron.
He ran around and bought up every single family home in the greater Detroit area, and he still has $120 million left over. Housing values are down in Detroit.
Yeah, we just lost the entire Detroit market.
All three of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Kostaki Economopoulos, the biggest name in comedy.
Thanks again, man. Kostaki.
He was calling your name.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Would you hang up and move on to your next gig?
Yeah, he's out.
That's how it rolls around here.
I'm like Chris Rock. I do the last joke. I throw the mic down and walk off the stage. I'm done.
I'm out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on and sharing some of those with our listeners. That's probably the best Ravies open we've had.
It's the only Ravies open we've had that hasn't been us.
Very
so.
Kind. Good luck with the rest of the Ravies, gentlemen.
Hey!
Bam-ba-dum. There we are. We are back to the Ravies.
Did you miss it?
Kostaki got it rolling.
Yeah, he misfired near the end, and that's too bad. We should have queued up the jokes.
He came out like pow pow.
Yeah, he did.
He was like right like pow pow.
Yeah, like it was Apollo Creed, man.
No, I was thinking more like when Rocky comes out in the beginning against Clubber
At least
Lang.
We had the right movie.
Yeah, Clubber Lang, and he's just like, and then Clubber's just like. What, are you going to hit me?
All right, let's bring it now.
Yeah.
Let's throw it down.
And then he starts.
Fun, though, to actually have some talent here.
Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff. Thanks to Kostaki. But let's get going. The way they've been doing award shows, they just get right to it, Jeffrey. And so without further ado, Comeback Player of the Year Award.
Yay.
This year's nominees, wide receiver Plaxico Burress.
And also in Comeback Player of the Year Award, we are looking at, you got to give me a number.
Quarterback Tony
you
Romo.
Give me a number. Six. Okay. And we're looking at Matthew Stafford, quarterback Detroit Lions.
DeQuell Jackson, linebacker of the Cleveland Browns.
And Nick Barnett, linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. All deserving gentlemen,
yes,
by the way.
All people who miss time due to injury or incarceration.
Or incapacitation of some sort.
But they came back and they prefer.
And for this year, for Sean Payton, it'll be, suspensions, possibly.
That's right.
He could be up.
This wasn't even close.
No.
There is another category that we'll discuss later on that had the furthest distance between first and second place.
Ah.
But this one too was not pretty close. And the winner is Jeffrey
Matthew Stafford,
yeah, quarterback you wait
Detroit
for the drum roll.
Damn
and
it!
And then you would you haven't done a rabies show in so long,
almost a year.
All right, ready? And the winner is
Matthew Stafford, quarterback Detroit Lions.
There you
give
go.
It up for him. Now, unfortunately, Matthew couldn't be here because he is attending the owners' meetings.
Something
oh
like
no,
that.
It's a car show.
Yes,
it's a car show. It's there like
was
the owners' meetings
going on in Detroit.
Yeah, it's the auto
that
show.
He needed to make an appearance. And,
yes, he's
but that's
actually.
Right. We are going to this year.
This
year for reals.
This year for reals.
We're going to be faxing, and I've already got the certificate laid out.
But do we have a fax machine?
I could go to Kinko's. I could set up any computer really to be a fax machine.
Anybody can set up any computer to be a fax machine. It just takes that
anybody
fax.com.
Anybody.
It's a pretty easy website.
Well, fax.com. No, I'm talking about actually your computer to be the fax.
It should be a modem. It needs to have a modem then.
No.
You know?
Not anymore, my friend.
Fax.com. and they have not paid us to say this, but that's what I usually use.
Well, there you go. But you pay them.
No, you can do one or two a month for free. You have to give them all your credit card information.
But you
can do one or two a month for free.
So they can basically sell your credit card information
absolutely.
To
they
someone
do.
Else.
They do. And as a result, I have a timeshare in Maui.
There you go. You know what I got today?
No.
In the mail? I got a letter saying that I can be a part of a class action suit. Because Leslie's...
Dude, you could get like,
are you ready?
Rich.
Leslie's pools... Apparently, they asked people if you paid with a debit card.
Yeah.
For an email address, your address, and a phone number. And you're not allowed to do that as a merchant.
Oh.
And so they got sued. Obviously, the lawyers are the ones that are going to get rich.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah,
that,
but
you know what I'll get paid?
You could get some a bottle of pool acid.
A $25 gift certificate to use at Leslie.
You are so lucky. How?
Yeah, so anyways, welcome or congratulations to Matthew Stafford. Look, you come back from a serious injury like that and you play ball the way he did this year.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
We know that 4,000 is the new 3,000, but you know what? He still did that.
Well, he did above
he did,
that.
Yeah,
he did 5.
He did 5. I know, but I'm just saying. So it's like everyone wants to denigrate and what these quarterbacks are doing now and saying, oh, okay, so we've just basically moved the bar. 4,000 yards is now 3,000 yards. 5,000 yards is now 4,000 yards. Okay,
no,
so
it's
when,
still
when
5,
someone,
yards.
But when someone had a 4,000-yard season, didn't we say that was remarkable?
Yes.
Okay, so it was remarkable.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, no matter how you slice it and say we've watered it down, he's hit the bar of greatness.
Do you know how far 5,000 yards is?
It's nearly a mile.
You couldn't walk 5,000 yards in a day.
It's actually nearly 3 miles.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't walk 5,000 yards in a day.
Yeah, I could.
Without seriously hurting yourself?
3 miles? Walk 3 miles?
Yeah.
I couldn't walk 3 miles in a day?
I don't know.
Come on, dude. I mean, I have a little tendonitis from doing some 20-pound weights in Jordan's room while we were chatting. But I'm pretty sure I could walk 3 miles.
I'm just saying.
Is all?
Yes.
What?
Well, now it's time for...
Wow, how to kill the show. Damn.
Award of a different note. It's biggest disappointment.
No.
Do we need like some music after we announce what the category is?
Well, like, it should fit kind of. Biggest disappointment
biggest
should be a aww.
Disappointment. Like
aww. Oh, that's good. That works for me. Little men working. We have my Tampa Bay Buccaneers going a rousing 4-12.
Yeah,
the Jeff Ellis curse returns.
That's return.
Now, some people would say that the Saints, you know, are a recipient of the curse. Although they won the Super Bowl, it's now permanently tainted.
It's now paid back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pay it backwards. Not pay it forward.
We were wondering how the curse was going to get back to the Saints.
And boy, did
Ed,
it.
What are you wearing right now?
My Saints
sweatshirt. There you go.
It's because it was cold this morning.
All right. Is that what it was? Yeah. The fog? Was it foggy?
No, but Leon is larger.
Yes. Like seriously, when I moved the car today so that Trisha could take the girls to school, I could not see outside my window.
We didn't have any fog down in Pasadena.
Okay.
So it was just up in Altadena that all you right, had the fog.
Just
and
me,
when I got to the cave, it had already cleared, obviously,
because
we're higher still. So my Bucks, and then we have the Indianapolis Colts only winning two games. That was a pretty shocking development.
Biggest disappointment, quarterback Donovan McNabb's comeback, which, you know.
And by the way, he's taking shots this morning at RG3.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
he's saying that RG3 will not work out in Washington for Mike Shanahan.
No, whatever.
Sour grapes.
Philadelphia Eagles dream team, hype machines, nightmare season. By failing to make the playoffs.
That was pretty big. And then the San Diego Chargers failing to make the playoffs again?
Again.
Again?
Again.
Dang.
So I got this one, Jeffrey. Envelope, please. Are we going to have, like, an announcement, like, how Deloitte and Touche was hired to, like, you know, tally all the votes?
Oh, we do
like
that after the next one, actually.
Oh, after the next one. Okay, all right. The winner is... The Philadelphia Eagles dream team's hype machine nightmare season by failing to make the playoffs.
Idiot.
There you go. And I guess that freaking idiot was to, you know, the guy who started it all.
That would be
quarterback Vince
Young. You've got one of his jerseys hanging behind you.
Which you purchased, by the way.
I'm just saying. It's hanging behind you now.
Okay. So there you go. We would like to congratulate the entire Philadelphia Eagles dream team for failing to make the playoffs. How do you congratulate somebody for failing to make the playoffs?
You just say, oh, freaking idiot.
Ah, there you go. Well, better luck next year. And they've already got what Deshaun Jackson and his, you know, guarantee.
So you guys are actually just looking to sweep.
They don't
right
learn.
Now.
They don't learn, baby. That's all I got.
Well, and Andy Reid was quoted yesterday as saying that he had goofed.
All right. Well,
honestly, Steven, about something else. I don't even know what it was, but I saw a quote of him, and it said that he goofed. I'm like, really?
He always goofs.
Come up with a new go-to line.
Before we get to the next one, it's time to take you a little old school.
Oh, shit. Hike. Hike.
Remember this with Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
The whistle was a few decibels too loud and scared some people. That's what I remember.
The original opening intro for NFL Rants and Raves. Well, Jeffrey, that brings us to, for you, because, you know, I need to give you this information, number 8. Biggest surprise! The biggest surprise in the 2011-2012 season.
New York Giants winning Super Bowl 46 with a 9-7 regular season record.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
The Green Bay Packers failing to reach the Super Bowl after 15-1 season.
And the San Francisco 49ers putting together a remarkable season with virtually the same team as they had last year.
No football games were missed because of the league's labor dispute.
And by the way, thank you for the steak. That was still, I can still taste
you know
the yumminess.
You know where Trish and I had lunch yesterday?
You go to Houston's?
Yes, we went to Houston's.
For lunch?
Yes, we
what?
Did. We went to the, well, you know what? We were celebrating her new job.
Yeah.
And you know, we were alone.
That's
the girls
a good place to do
school,
it.
And so we.
That's a good place to do it. What'd you have?
I had the baby back rib.
Oh, I got my baby back.
My eyes were literally bigger than my stomach because they give you a full,
slab.
Like a big rack.
Slab, a rack of ribs.
I mean, I was like.
They literally take a pig. Wee! Wee!
From
Geico, love the pig.
So I was like, these are all for me? And she's like, yes. And I was like, no way. I'm
wow, taking
this.
Some things home with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. And by, you know, lunch the next day was really good, too. Anyways, and the final biggest surprise, quarterback Tim Tebow getting the start for the Denver Broncos, and Jeffrey doing surprisingly well.
Yes, he did. Now, the award for the biggest surprise of the 2012 NFL season goes to the entire San Francisco 49ers for putting together a great season with virtually the same team as last year.
Woo! Get up.
And
get up.
Who's got it better than them?
Nobody.
The Giants actually have it better than them. They have a Super Bowl and a Lombardi trophy. So,
but
besides
They you know what? I actually this is one award that I'm very sure I will make sure it gets to the director of PR. He's been good to us. They were great to us last season.
Good man.
And I'll make sure that he gets it. He'll get a kick of it. He'll get a kick out of it. You know why he'll get a kick out of it, Jeff? I never told you this, I don't think. But we were at the Indianapolis Speedway.
He wasn't there.
Let me finish the story.
Maybe.
Okay. And you know how they had the cars of all 32 teams. So I took the picture of the Niner one, and I texted it to him. And he thought that was pretty cool. He enjoyed that. He enjoyed that a lot. So
that's good. The worst move of the year coming up. We want to congratulate these dumb organizations for making these dumb moves.
I remember, Jeff, it's not, you know that you win. It's just nominated. Is that what they say?
The nomination is really the award. Steven, I mean, really.
Just to be nominated in this category, the teams are very happy. We'll start with the nominees. The Oakland Raiders giving away too much to acquire quarterback Carson Palmer.
And the Minnesota Vikings getting quarterback Donovan McNabb from the Washington Redskins.
Arizona betting the farm to acquire QB Kevin Cobb from Philadelphia.
NFL's reduction of padded practices in the new CBA.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for signing Albert Haynesworth after the Patriots released him.
Desperate!
All right, they're right. But here goes. The worst move of the year, Jeffrey, goes to
the Oakland Raiders giving away way too much to get Carson Palmer.
Raider Nation!
Well represented.
That's what it is. I want to say,
it's good to know that even in the year of the passing of Al Davis, that the tradition of Raider excellence continues.
Yes. Jeffrey, this was the closest category. The Raiders narrowly defeating Arizona by one vote and defeating the NFL's reduction of padded practices by a mere three votes.
And so, that is where my vote went. I'll just be open about that. That's where my vote went, was with the reduction NFL's of padded practices. Yeah. I think is a dumb thing that we're going to see dumbness coming in for years to come.
Well, those were some pretty bad moves as well. All right, now for some good.
Yeah, it's about to. Can we have some nice things, please?
We rant, which we just did a little
bit.
And we rave. And now for the best play of the year. Here's where I wish we were doing video, because then we can actually show the clip of the play.
Oh, gosh, because you got it. You're going to have to use your imagination, and you're going to have to actually picture some of these plays in your mind, and we will do our best to describe them visually.
And trust me, people, you've seen all these plays.
Yes.
You've seen them in highlights.
Yes.
And if you haven't, you've been not watching. So we'll give the nominees for best play of the year. We'll start with Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Jerome Simpson's 19-yard touchdown catch that ended with a flip into the end zone.
Patriots wide receiver Wes Welker's 99-yard TD catch versus the Dolphins on Monday Night Football.
That was good, too. Little Wes was just running like this. Ooh, see, but they can't see me. But
no,
this is how he's running, though.
Yeah.
Packers Randall Cobb's 108-yard kickoff return versus the States during Thursday night season opener. That's how you open a season.
That's how you start the season off. And then LeGarrette Blount's bruising 54-yard TD run against the Packers.
I've seen that just recently.
Cannot watch that enough, if you ask me.
9 Packers touched him. 9.
How many defensive guys are on the field?
11.
Okay. What were the other two guys doing?
They were immediately blocked out of the way, so they never had a shot. But 9 guys touched him on that play. And finally, Victor Cruz's one-handed tip drill catch to run for 64 yards and a touchdown.
That was awesome. And the winner of the best play of the year, Stephen, is the Bengals wide receiver Jerome Simpson's 19-yard TD catch with the flip into the end zone.
It's the
How
flip
high did he get?
He got high, real high.
Oh, physically.
Oh, yes, yes, physically. Like, well, he had the linebacker he leaped over was at least 6'2".
Correct.
So he had to go at least 6'4".
And let's just say that the linebacker was crunched over a little bit, slouched over just a little bit.
6'4". Dude went 6'4".
He did. He didn't touch anything.
He didn't touch anything.
And then he celebrates with a lot of marijuana. And congratulations again for just consistently putting the emphasis on high.
Yes, he got high. That was a pretty big win.
That was probably the coolest play I've seen in a long time. You know it's cool when you can bring the wife into the room and make her watch it, which I do all the time. And she actually was like, wow, can I see that again?
Yeah,
she never says that. Last time the wife said, wow, can I see that again? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Ba-dum-bum. There you go. Jerome Simpson, we congratulate you. That was an awesome play. But we don't know where to send you an award, so we'll
be sending it to your probation officer and hoping that he can get it to you.
Now,
we want to announce that Price Waterhouse, we want to thank them for joining us for the 7th year in a row as those who handle the balloting. And their leaders, specifically Brad Altmus and Rick Rojas, again oversaw the tabulation and are the only two people in the world who knew the identity of the winners of the Rants and Rabies before the 7th annual telecast, which is right now. In the 78 years the Price Waterhouse has been managing balloting process, this 7 years has been their favorite, they've said. And they've never had a single security breach, Stephen. Altmus and Rojas lead a tight-lipped team to conduct the same tried-and-true method that they've used for decades. Pricewaterhouse's long-established balloting system involves the precise tallying of every single ballot at a concealed location to maintain the utmost level of accuracy, objectivity, and confidentiality. You know what they said in a quote? They said, our long-standing 7-year relationship with NFL Rants and Raves has built the utmost trust.
I am not listening to Jeffrey, but he's still talking. I am not listening to you.
I am not listening to you.
But in closing, he said, we look forward to continuing the tradition with Rants and Raves as our balloting partner for many years to come.
All right. All right. There you go. Thank you for that.
Thank Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Play it again. I need to hear it.
I am not listening to Jeffrey, but he's still talking. I am not listening to you.
I like the response.
Real mature.
Yeah,
real mature.
Mature. All right. Well, that gets us to one of the very, very fun shows that is only available at NFL Rants and Raves. I mean, we are the only ones who would ever do.
Thank you.
Boob of the year. That's right.
You know, this is a Rants and Raves original. Boob of the day, boob of the year, boob of the week, boob of the month.
Yes,
and we just like the boobs. That's all there is to it.
There you go. And we'll start with the nominees who just, guys, if you're on this list, doesn't mean we don't like you.
You might be the nice guy in the world, but it does mean that at one point in time, you're the dumbest guy in the world.
You made a mistake. We'll start with the nominee, kicker Billy Cundiff, for missing the chip shot field goal in the championship game against
Little chippy. Head coach Jim Caldwell for not getting really anything from these Colts players.
Yeah. Albert Haynesworth for continuing to be, Albert Haynesworth.
God bless him for that consistency.
Yes.
Head coach Rex Ryan for overpromising and under-delivering.
Yes. And finally, pains me to say, nominee Jerry Jones for not hiring a GM for his Dallas
Cowboys. And it doesn't look like he's in line to do that anytime soon, Stephen.
No, it doesn't. And Jeffrey, I'll take this one. Boom of the year. The winner is... It's close, dog.
It was.
One vote separates these two, but the winner...
But it went to the right person.
Albert Haynesworth!
Hey, hey, hey!
For continuing to be Albert Haynesworth.
Wow.
These are awards.
You like my lyrics. You know you do.
Yes, these are awards.
I always write lyrics.
All right, Jeffrey. Well, it's time. You know what? I'm going to save that one for a little bit. Let's go and give a real
just
one.
So we can pull back the curtain. Steven is jumping around in a random order that seems to suit him, which is good. But it makes going in a coherent fashion, and I guarantee somebody is going to be denied their award.
No.
I guarantee you. No. But we're going to go to Coach of the Year right now, a major award.
This
Coach
is
of
a
the
major
Year.
It's a major weird award. And I'm going to just be honest here and give you my true feelings.
Share with me.
If I could give five awards, I'd give it to all five of these coaches.
Wow, that sounds as sentimental as an Academy Award speech.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, but you're being sincere.
I'm being sincere.
Oh.
Yes. I would give each one of these coaches.
They all deserve it for very different reasons.
Yes. It's completely different. Every single one of them.
These situations are so unique, and I think we should take a little extra time to explain why. Jim Harbaugh comes out of Stanford University, first-year head coach in the NFL.
Head coach of
sure,
San
he's got
49ers.
A family pedigree. However, no first-year coach usually is successful, especially with a losing team.
Yeah, right. I mean, he came in, he took a team essentially the same. They lost, maybe Takeo Spikes, maybe one other player.
Yeah.
And it was the exact same locker room, basically.
Yep.
And he...
And that locker room's ugly.
He got the best from that football club, and they were a couple special teams plays away from being the Super Bowl. That's pretty remarkable. Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Look, when you come out as the defending Super Bowl champ, you got a big target on
Giant
you.
Target.
I mean, it's huge. And for you to go through the whole season, they went 14 games.
And humiliate people.
Without a loss.
They lost that one game
to the Kansas,
to the
City,
Kansas
Chiefs.
City Chiefs that nobody saw coming.
Well, because they were probably looking ahead.
Yeah. Well, why don't you when you haven't lost a game yet? I had them tagged for perfection.
They were 15-1. You remember the final game?
Matt Flynn starts
Flynn
and sets
to go off.
NFL records.
So for McCarthy to get his team to play that way, that was pretty special.
Now, it was absolutely special. Now,
head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis, for so many years, has taken so much grief for running.
Anybody expect anything from the Cincinnati Bengals last year?
Did anybody expect anything from Andy Dalton?
No, I'm just saying the whole team.
Yeah, I know. This is an organization that is in massive disarray historically. They are closer to the probation department than they are to the playoffs.
Problems with Palmer. Problems with, they had lost
with their
basically
owner.
All wide receivers. Yeah, and it's like, wow.
How did they do it?
He gets them to the playoffs.
And a guy who has worked so hard, so consistently, Marvin Lewis, very happy. John Fox comes into the Denver Broncos, takes over the circus that is Tebow Mania, manages that circus, is such a slick coach, redesigns and re-implements a brand new offensive scheme.
And I think that's what needs to be emphasized here, that he saw when they went to Tim Tebow, I can't win with my offense.
Correct.
I got to change my offense
Correct.
To Tim Tebow style of play.
Did that, made the playoffs when they were left for dead, and consistently got that defense playing at a very high level.
And finally, Gary Kubiak, head coach of the Houston Texans. You lose your best defensive weapon.
You
lose
your
starting
best
quarterback.
Offensive weapon.
You lose your second
best offensive weapon.
Then you lose your wide receiver for a while. Your running back has injuries throughout the season. Yet
you lose your defensive coordinator for a few weeks.
That's right. He was
Wade Phillips was down. There were so many things, and they still win the division. They go to the playoffs for the first time in franchise history.
Yes.
Gary Kubiak, you deserve an award no matter what.
Yeah. So,
but only one person, alas, can win this award.
And here's where I say, Jeffrey, the largest margin of victory, gaining an unprecedented Rants and Raves, Ravy first. Are you ready for this?
Standing by.
95% of the vote.
Wow. And we just gave you the credentials for all these other guys that are totally legit.
95% of the votes. And the coach of the year goes to Jim Harbaugh, Woo-hoo! Head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Well deserved. brother, sir.
Must say, it's how I voted.
I voted that way as well.
My runner-up, though, was certainly Kubiak. Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous.
I voted that way as well. Now it's time for a little fun. We're gonna poke some fun at some people.
People say, you make fun of the NFL. No, we have fun with.
We have fun with, yes,
the NFL.
We're having fun with the NFL. We're not poking fun. We're just having fun.
And sometimes we openly mock and we acknowledge that.
This is a very fun category, and I hear from a lot of our show donors who get to vote on this that it is one of the most fun categories they have to vote on. Jeffrey, this was another close call. One vote separated the winner and the second place person. And the category is most likely to live under a bridge. Or
what?
Person most likely to be mistaken for a hobo.
That's right. We clarified this year.
We clarified this year.
And we have some great candidates, well-deserving
candidates.
Most likely
to live under a bridge. Let's get to it. We'll start with a nominee from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Brett Keithel,
for his beard within a beard. That's right. Yes. The beard has a beard, and that beard has a personality.
It does. It speaks to you. Did you see him at Media Day?
Oh, yeah.
It spoke to me.
It was gorgeous.
Like, I was asking him a question.
And you found yourself looking at the beard.
Yeah, and then it said something. It whispered something. It was
what did it say?
Slightly inaudible.
What did it say?
I mean, it said something like,
come on.
Like, stroke me. Something like that. Like, literally. And I felt my arm, like, and then.
Reaching out for it.
Yeah,
and then security pulls you back.
No, I pulled myself back. I'm like, I'm going to touch his beard.
See, that what I heard it say was, Red Rob! Red Rob!
Yeah, that's because you have a crazier
body. Daddy doesn't live here anymore, Mrs. Taylor.
Aaron Rodgers for his Fu Manchu. That was a little too much Fu Manchu.
It's too foo-foo for me. Todd Haley for his I need to take a shower perpetual look.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, seriously? Yeah.
I mean, a hoodie that he hadn't washed since 1973.
That was... Oh, my God, so stained with salt from the forehead.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick for his scraggly beard.
We know you went to Harvard, but that doesn't mean he never learned how to shave.
That's right. Okay. And most recently, he did shave into his head. He's back. That was awful. That was just...
I frankly have an affection for guys who don't take themselves that seriously, especially when they're Harvard and they can take themselves that seriously.
Okay. Well, there you
so
go.
I like that. But, Steven, the winner of this most likely to live under a bridge,
most, likely to, most likely to be mistaken for a hobo.
Winner is
Todd Haley for his I need to take a shower look.
Perpetual.
Look. Yes.
And never has there been a more deserving recipient of this award.
Congratulations.
Todd Haley could not be tracked down to receive this award.
No, we don't even know where he is.
I believe he's the offensive coordinator with...
he got an OC job?
I think so.
Where
Someone's
have I
excited.
Been?
Somebody was replaced. Look it up real quickly.
Yeah, I am.
Because I believe he replaced somebody that was reasonably capable. It's not the Steelers' job where Bruce Arians was gone.
No, he met with the Steelers. Doesn't say that he got that
he
job.
He might have taken that job, Steven. I know Arians is out in Pittsburgh.
Todd Haley. Yes, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow, what a pull.
That was a great pull, Jeff.
So that is where he can be seen by a steel mill.
You know what? That makes a little sense. Ken Wisenhunt, who replaced Haley in Arizona. It makes a little sense there that he would go to Pittsburgh. There's some ties within the organization, with the coaching ranks there. So.
But until he gets his hygienic issues taken care of, he needs to remain a coordinator. Okay? You cannot be make until you arrive at the head coaching, you've got to give regard to your personal hygiene.
All right. So there you go. Congratulations to Todd. We'll see if the Pittsburgh Steelers will take this award in your behalf.
It's crinkled up, by the way, and we wiped our feet with it.
It's going to be a dirty one. All right, now for a award for youth.
Wait, I thought we were opposed to youth.
No, we like youth when it comes to rookies of the year. Oh, this category, Jeffrey, it it gives me a little of this
shuggy duggy quack quack.
That's the kind of feeling.
That's
I
the
get.
Sexiness, man. Yeah,
it is. It is. Well, you're young. You're new to the league, and these brothers came in and performed, Jeffrey. The nominees for Rookies of the Year are Aldon Smith, linebacker, San Francisco 49ers.
Yay. And I'm sorry I got distracted here.
Yeah, come on. Give me more focus over there.
I've got so much going
on. AJ Green, wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals.
And the man, Cam the Man Newton, QB of the Carolina Panthers.
Von Miller, linebacker of the Denver Broncos.
And Doolin, Andy Dalton, quarterback at Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes,
all deserving recipients here.
I thought
all
you were going great... to big, call him Big Red, and I was like, no, don't do
no,
it.
No, no, no. Doolin Dalton. If I can't go Eagles, I can't go anywhere.
All right, this this was a pretty big 62.4% of all the votes.
And it's deserving. It really is.
To this one person. The winner is...
Cameron Newton, quarterback, Carolina Panthers.
Woo, Cameron! So, Cam Newton was going to make an appearance to accept this
really?
Award until he found out that I was part of the deal.
What did you do,
did,
Cam? We
he
were
did
cool
not
at the draft.
Like what I said at the draft.
Oh,
after he got drafted.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was on TV.
That was on TV. It went.
Well, look,
it
we've been wrong.
Big.
We said Lovie Smith would pay
him.
For getting the Bears late.
I said, yeah,
and we
and
paid,
said,
and they
said,
won.
Look,
and we said Cam Newton would be a bust. I said he's more concerned with his celebrity.
Yes.
Than he is
yes.
being a football player.
And I tried to tell Cam. I was like, look, go watch the video.
Mea culpa. We're wrong, okay?
You know, we said we were wrong. He wouldn't have it. But anyways, we're still sending him the award. We congratulate Cam Newton on a great season. He broke all kinds of rookie QB records. It was pretty impressive. And we wish him continued success in the National Football League.
All righty. Moving on to the next major award.
The next major award takes into consideration before the final four biggies. There's four biggies.
The final four?
Before the final four biggies.
The final four is this weekend.
Yes, I do know that. I have three of the final four teams.
No!
Yes, baby. I am bracketing.
You're going to be making some money.
Yes, I am. I cannot wait.
How do you have Louisville in there? Nice poll.
I don't have Louisville. I said I have three of the four.
So you
have
Kentucky, Kansas,
and Ohio State. I had Louisville going down to the end. I had Louisville playing Missouri.
Okay.
But I had them losing to Missouri.
Got it.
So there you go.
Can't wait for that. That'll be fun.
Anyways, we're going to Best Show Listener.
This is the Best Show Listener.
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 Why listener?
Because it hits the beats better.
I knew a guy named Listener.
So you just feel really hurtful about him. Okay, does. I understand. Sharon.
Sharon.
The Rose of Sharon.
Yes. As a nominee, I guess we're giving nominees now.
We are giving nominees. Sharon, I did.
Sharon. Okay. James Reese.
He provided us this amazing NFL spreadsheet that all of our show donors enjoyed, where they could plug in their predictions for week by week, game by game, and you end up with this ridiculous results all laid out before you in a beautiful Excel crunching. It was so
Doc
cool.
Doc Rob for his continued support, suggestions, and his spontaneous Vegas wagers.
And actually letting us see a Cirque du Soleil show this year, which
That's
was pretty
right.
cool. I'd never
that
seen one
really
before.
Cool.
Nacho, just being Nacho Man and hooking up with London and Vegas and L.A. and partying and showing us a good time. And always having that wallet open, which
and
is so cool.
Nacho, I would like to thank you for the invitation to your nuptials upcoming.
Yep.
I really wish we could be there. It would have been really fun.
Yeah.
There was no way.
In your nuptial, journey, we wish you and your lovely bride only the best.
Paloma, yes. So there you go. So the winner for Best Show Listener, Jeffrey, goes to...
James Reese.
James Reese, who
ridiculous spreadsheet. Each year it gets sicker.
Yeah, it
what
is
he going to do this year? Is it going to like have lasers
well,
come out of
year,
it?
Well, this year each there's probably going to be little helmets, you know, for each team, and then you click the helmet. And
oh
stuff.
My gosh!
Yeah,
that would be there ridiculous.
I laid the Lord the gauntlet, James.
Now we have to give an honorable mention to a certain individual in the UK.
Yes,
that got a less than completely sober individuals. To their taxi, and we want to say thank you.
Yeah, Derek, look, see.
If we remembered much about that walk, aside from trying to stay on the sidewalk and not wandering into the middle of a busy street in London, we would have been able to get your name on the list, and I feel very badly about that.
Here's the confession.
True
confession. Derek Hanlon.
True confession.
Basically, I wanted to put his name on the list. The problem was.
See what
you
happened
see,
was.
What happened was I was putting the Ravens ballot together.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of the names. I was putting the names in, and I was like, "Who's the dude?
Who's the dude that made sure we got in a cab safely and said Crown Plaza St. James?"
And I kept trying to find some piece of information.
Yes.
And Derek was really cool. He gave us each. Some really nice soccer.
Oh
jerseys.
Yeah, Scottish soccer jerseys.
And so anyway, it was really cool, and I could not say to save my life come up with Derek's name.
And we had to get the thing out.
And we had to do it. And then so anyways, we get this email from Derek. Voting done, should be a good one. Don't know what you need to do to get a best listener nod, other than to get you guys safely home in London.
Yeah.
And he got a big smiley there. And he says, pretty sure it did. And then he once again corrected one of my mistakes on the ballot. He said, I'm pretty sure Plaque signed for the Jets, though. And I guess I looked on the ballot and I had put New York Giants in, not New York Jets. But anyway, so I replied to Derek and I basically said, look, Derek, you know what? And honestly, I wanted to put your name on the ballot, but I could not remember if it was him or Mike, or I just couldn't remember.
There's a little bit of a fog about that incident.
There is.
And it was the best fog. It was the best party.
Was. So anyways, Derek, thank you for getting us home safely. And just for that, your name will be on the ballot next year. I'll make something up. So you don't even have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything, man.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to stop. I got an email from President Barack Obama.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Oh, okay. He wants me to attend a dinner.
Right. He didn't send me.
Because you're not. Probably didn't vote for him.
That is. If that doesn't bark of elitism and playing favorites, just because I didn't vote for him, he thinks he can pull this nonsense?
All right, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure that I've done all of
the
other
I don't know
categories.
How you do it. That's pretty hard to
we
keep track of.
We are now coming up to
the big awards.
Defensive Player of the Year.
Nice. This is Defensive Player of the Year. Hey, Jared Allen, defensive end, Minnesota Vikings. Hee-haw.
DeMarcus Ware, linebacker of the Dallas Cowboys.
London Fletcher, linebacker, Washington Redskins.
Jason Pierre-Paul, defensive end of the New York Football Giants.
And T-Sizzle, linebacker, Baltimore Ravens.
Terrell Suggs, there you go, for those of you who don't know him as T-Sizzle.
Oh, why don't you? I mean,
the
come on.
The winner is Defensive Player of the Year.
Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP, defensive end, New York Giants. Congratulations.
You're down with JPP.
Came in and really put this team on his back along with Eli Manning and getting them all the way, and it was a terrific run. What I like about this, Steven, if you think about it, all these guys have nicknames. That's how good they are. You got Jared Allen, whose nickname is the Cowboy.
El Caballero.
You got DeMarcus Ware. His nickname is?
I don't know.
D-Ware.
D-Ware. That's not
everyone
really
just calls
a
him D-Ware.
But okay.
But, I mean, everyone knows these are household names who already have nicknames that are household names.
Yeah.
London Fletcher. You just got Fletch. He just goes by Fletch. You got Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. And you got T-Sizzle. These guys all have household nicknames to go along. That means you are elite.
Yeah, I'm.
You're not impressed. Okay, that's fine. fine.
Well, we do our research when we, you know, nominate people. We
just say it's what a coincidence that we end up with a list of guys that are on the defensive side of the ball and all have nicknames. The people.
Someone was offended that I left someone off the list, but I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's our list. Leave me alone.
Oh, two more awards. You know what? Just let me verify, you know.
Okay. Here. Well, one award that we certainly have looking forward to is the MVP award that will go last. There's no two ways about that.
Yes.
And we've got an offensive player of the year. That's really important. And but besides that, we have done really well to get through all this. Well, we've just got the big ones left.
Offensive player of the year and NFL MVP. So
what about lookout for next year?
We did that.
I don't know if we did.
We did do that. No, we didn't.
See?
Because it was a tie, and it threw me.
Oh, it threw
so
you.
So that's where we should go right now.
Look out for next year. Because things just might happen.
Gonna be... Looking out for next year.
The New York Giants struggling to make the playoffs next season. They did finish only 9-7.
The San Francisco 49ers regress and do not win the NFC West.
Indianapolis Colts struggle mightily with Andrew Luck at quarterback.
And Ndamukong Suh gets another suspension and is forced to miss games.
That can happen. Quarterback Tim Tebow tones down the thank my Lord and Savior rhetoric, and I think we already saw it at his New York press conference.
Bit, yes, a little bit.
So that's something we're already seeing.
All right, Jeffrey. Here's 35.9% of the vote for two of these. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
We have a tie.
So we're going to say them both at the same time. I'm going to say the second one. You're going to say the first one.
All right.
Indianapolis Colts struggle mightily with Andrew Luck at quarterback.
But then we speak all over each other and nobody knows.
It's a tie. How else do we most fairly represent the tie, the essence of the tie?
You say, it's a tie.
And then you say them both. But somebody has to go first.
New York Giants struggling to make the playoffs next season. And
the Indianapolis Colts struggling mightily with Andrew Luck at quarterback.
I see both of those scenarios playing out.
We
have some really smart fans.
We have very smart listeners, and I think that all of these things are entirely likely. And as I said, the Tebow thing we're already seeing.
I don't know. I think the Niners run away with it next year.
Mm.
I think Alex Smith's going to come up with like a. It's going to be like a transformer sized chip.
Steven wants
his shoulder.
To say a big chip on his shoulder. He's trying to figure out how do you say a big chip.
Well,
I'm thinking a case of Pringles.
It's not a transformer.
A case
size.
Of Pringles.
A case of Pringles. It's a
big chips.
Chip. That is. Those chips are good though.
Chips.
All right. So
congratulations.
There you go. Congratulations to the
New York. Yeah. Seriously stressed out here.
You dropped your iPad, bro.
Well, you know what? It's funny. The
thing, magnets on the cover are only good to a point.
Yeah,
they don't hold absolutely rigidly. They just hold pretty well.
Yeah, here's the thing about – that's another one of the – do you really congratulate the Giants and the Colts for winning?
I was going to say may none of these things happen to any of you.
Okay, there you go. May we be wrong in our –
potentially bad things that could happen.
Next year.
Second to last, the penultimate, the offensive player of the year.
This is the offensive player of the year.
Almost.
Of the year.
I screwed up. You did. Drew
Brees,
quarterback, New Orleans Saints.
Tom Brady, quarterback, New England Patriots.
Stop me if you're hearing a theme. Matthew Stafford, quarterback, Detroit Lions.
Maurice Jones-Drew, running back, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Gronk. Rob Gronkowski, tight end, New England Patriots.
Yeah, for a while there, I thought it was just going to be quarterback.
Yeah, I wanted to set people up, and then I wanted to throw in a little twist.
Well, this is a pretty big, receiving 60.7% of the vote.
Accurately, and annihilating Dan Marino's single-season passing record.
The winner
goes to Drew Brees.
Well, yeah, I mean, if since you're telling them that he broke the record.
I was just setting it up, man.
You were setting it up, but I mean, that gives the answer away.
It does, but also Tom Brady broke the record.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He just did it later.
Did he ultimately?
Yeah.
I thought he was short.
Maybe he was short.
Shy.
I don't know. He's not shy or short.
No,
so
that's right. Quiet, Drew Brees. Drew Brees basically has shunned all media. Ever since the contract,
it's Mickey Loomis.
Well, it's the contract. It's Mickey Loomis. It's the champagne suspension. It's the, you know, people who are going to get suspended here that are players.
Peter King tweeted last night that Mickey Loomis will not budge on the contract negotiations with Drew Brees. We're looking at an ugly standoff. Ugly standoff that could go into training camps.
I'm Drew Brees. I'm like, look, you got nothing to keep.
Seriously, dude.
You got
maybe the tuna comes. I don't know.
To keep
Parcells. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So congratulations to Drew Brees on a fantastic, fantastic offensive season last year. The firepower of the Saints was ultimately brought down by the San Francisco 49ers.
Good defense. Defense can eventually beat a good offense.
I think maybe that was maybe the one Achilles heel was them playing in grass, but they still put up, I don't know, a lot of points in that game.
They did. They exceeded all expectations as far as points scored. And it just came down to that very final play to Vernon Davis crossing route in the middle. Man, it was ridiculous.
It was good. It was good. So, Jeffrey, that brings us once again
to the end of our program.
To the end of our show. But not before we shocked the world.
Shocked the world!
Shocked the monkey!
Shocked the monkey!
Shock it!
Shocked the monkey!
Here we go! Here we go! Here we go! Here we go! Before we conclude the 7th annual Ravie,
I'm going to ask the band to pull it down so that we can actually talk about this. Thank you. NFL MVP most valuable player.
The guy who meant most to his football team.
Yes, we're even defining what MVP means.
The nominees are
Drew Brees, quarterback, New Orleans Saints.
Tom Brady, quarterback, New England Patriots.
Peyton Manning, quarterback, Indianapolis Colts, formerly.
Calvin Johnson, wide receiver, Detroit Lions.
And the big cat, Eli Manning, quarterback, New York Football Giants. Doesn't he get an ovation for Eli? Yes, thank you. We can't ignore Eli and his quarterbacking. Was Super Bowl MVP after all.
9 votes separates first and second place.
Who came in second?
Eli Manning.
I put my vote there.
He would still, even with your vote, he'd still be shy.
I understand that. I'm just saying that I really was so impressed the way that he rallied the troops second half of the season and just carried them to the promised land and all the way.
I know where you voted. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little shocked.
Shocked?
Shocked.
Eli's grown 3 sizes in my eyes.
All right. Well, there you go.
But your guy won. You're with the majority. That's okay.
The winner of the 7th annual Ravies NFL MVP award goes to quarterback Peyton Manning of the Indianapolis Colts.
I think Emma would say, why?
Yeah, she would. Well, unfortunately, we don't have that in our cart today.
Okay, again, he didn't take a snap under center last year.
Yeah, I know. But I think the people understand. I think the people realize Indianapolis Colts don't win 2 games if Peyton Manning's that quarterback. I think that means a lot. I think that shows a lot about the value of a player to a football team.
So when and if the New Orleans Saints go 7-9, assuming they don't hire the tuna, and then it will prove that Sean Payton is a great
head
coach.
That there is value at the head coach position there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and yet, so basically,
remember, it's the guy who meant most to his team. And that's why I think we clarified it that way.
Absolutely.
And I think who meant most to the Indianapolis Colts? Well, yeah, our guy who
was
not
here. It
was
the guy who couldn't be there.
Right.
Unfortunately. And as a result, I was enjoying listening to Bill Polian on the drive-in on Sirius XM NFL Radio. And it's the dominoes that fall from one guy. I mean, that, again, shows his impact.
Well, all I know is the Indianapolis Colts need to get a lot of pieces in place for whether it's
Andrew Luck or RG3
or Andrew Luck. If they don't have a lot more pieces in place, they're not going to do very well.
Well, as we close up the show, and we've got to, because we got children we've got to attend to, want to remind everybody that we're going to be in New York City for the draft. We're going to be covering.
Sorry.
We're going to be covering for Talk Sport Radio, for Sky Sports News, Sky Sports News Radio, and I've even got a feeler out for the BBC.
Yes.
That is a threat to them that if they don't show up, we're going to take their jobs. Seriously. Because they're still kind of going, well, it's kind of expensive. And like, hey, we're already there in the room, babe.
Right.
We're taking over the United Kingdom's universe
As far as NFL.
American football goes.
We are very happy about that. We've even got some new opportunities this year at the draft.
Some exclusive interview opportunities that are going to be fantastic. So you'll want to stay in tune for that as we head into season 8.
That's right. Thanks once again to all of our show donors.
To fantasy for voting. Football players.
Fantasy
Guess what? The
Ravy
Show is done.
Which means our next order of business is
to get those awards out.
Prizes out to the fantasy football winners.
They don't come till the season ends. And the season ends until we do the Ravies.
That's right.
So a lot of people are like, where the heck's my t-shirt? Where's my hoodie? Well, we haven't done a Ravy Show yet.
And
we have a process.
Just,
we have a consistent order that we do things. Leave us alone.
We might move slow, but we move.
We move really slow.
Thank you once again for the 7th annual Ravies. Congratulations to all of our winners.
I want to thank our beautiful opening of Kasaki Economopolis, the biggest name in comedy.
Economopolis, spell it out. It's just pretty big.
Yeah.
That's a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters.
Economopolis. I still like the video where he says what that lady announced his name as once.
Yes.
I just crack up every time I watch
it. Cockalockopus.
Anyways, Jeffrey, we are out. Season 7 is officially in the books.
Done.
Thank you. This has been your 7th annual Ravies. We're out, Jeffrey, and I'm closing with a little Nirvana. Peace!
Was that live?
I don't know. I guess it was. I didn't know that.